The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hoopballers! Welcome back to another episode, another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Devin Ellington, at DALE007. This is a hoop-ball.com presentation. Hoopball Gaming on Twitter, where you're going to find all the show goods. And also, for your fantasy basketball needs, general basketball needs, at Hoopball Tweets, at Hoopball Fantasy. We got gurus and professionals of all sorts over there. Points leagues, head-to-head, 9-cat, 11-cat, whatever you need. Want to talk about today's show's sponsor, and that's Manscaped, manscaped.com. Go over there, use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use it on some of their brand new products like the Weed Whacker that just came out, dual blade, dual motor, smooth, seamless cutting. Going to take care of all those sensitive spots like the ear, the nose, other parts I'm not going to point out. But couple that with the Lawnmower 3.0, full electronic technology, full on waterproof. Because, you know, doing it in the shower is probably the most easiest and most convenient place, if you know what I mean. Hoopball 20, you're going to get 20% off, free shipping. Great products. They got beard balms, oils, all that good stuff. Check them out. Let them know we sent you. Get your lawn mowed. Also, real quick, you know, we've got the Hoopball Premium content now. It's a fairly new launch for us. We're still rolling it out, giving you the red carpet treatment. And folks, I'm just going to come out and say it. My favorite part about this is the whole Discord interaction. I've said it before. I'm a technologically not advanced 28-year-old. So I'm learning a lot about Discord. I'm learning a lot about our listeners, and it's fun. It's great interaction. If you just want a DFS pass, we got that for you, $4.99. I shout the guys out every day, feels like, but Santino, Micah Patria, David, they're killing it over there. The DFS servers where I hang out quite often throughout my day. Got the wager pass, 7 professionals making picks for you. You've got access to us, DMs on Twitter, the Discord, however you need to ask your questions. Then there's the Hoopball 360. You're going to get all the fantasy basketball, all the DFS, all the wager pass stuff all together. $14.99. It's going to pay for itself within a couple of days based off of the DFS and the wager production. We're all killing it right now. So jump on board. Don't get left behind. We'd love to have you. We'd love to have you anyway. If you don't want to give us money, then, you know, that's cool too. Just leave a cool 5-star review for us or something. So today is going to be a great show. We have a friend of the show coming back. He's made an appearance on the show way back when. And it's exciting to have him on now because, well, him and I have been talking college hoops a lot over the last, I'd say, month and a half. Just giving our takes on different systems and plays and analysis. And it's a person that I very much so enjoy having interaction with and discussion. Do we always agree? No, but that's what makes it fun. And yeah, you know what, screw it. I'm just going to get him in here. I, you know, I'm not going to soil the goods and spill the beans. He can do that. I want him to give some clarity on who he is. So without further ado, and Mo, I should have asked you this before we came on. Now, your last name, is it DeLone, like Jake DeLone?
Perfect. You got it.
Okay. All right. That's what I thought. It's a different spelling. But when I saw your name, I was like, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'm no, you know, IQ genius. I grew up in the trailer parks of Oklahoma. So, hey, I did my best. I did the hand clap, like syllable sound out thing. So anyways, folks,
you'd be surprised how many times I can pull off that Jake DeLome is my, my uncle or, or something like that. But, yeah, you got it right.
Yeah, so my last name obviously is Ellington. So I get away with, oh yeah, Duke Ellington, that's my great grandfather. But people, most of the time, people don't know who Duke Ellington is. But anyways, folks, this is Mo Dell on Twitter. Moedel, or is it two L's? Two L's, right?
Triple L, Moede triple L.
Triple L, three of them. Like I said, Mo is great. He's bright. I love having interaction with him. I love having the conversation about the collegiate sports. A lot of the times we're aligned because we're both smart people and we're both savvy when it comes to these numbers and whatnot. But Mo, just to give a little background to the listeners, and just like a reintroduction to you, because we've picked up a lot of steam and a lot of listeners since the last time that you were on the show, way back with Ira. And here we are now. We've gotten through 2020. Sports are different, sports are weird, but we've got them. Tell us a little bit about you. What we talked about off camera is we're both kind of on the same timeline as far as our handicapping, and I feel like we're very similar in our approach from time to time. So yeah, take it away, Mo. Let's hear some stuff. Tell the listeners, where they can find you, what you love doing, what kind of handicapping you are about, and just some general Mo knowledge.
Yeah, I appreciate the intro, man. Glad to be back on the show. Big fan of HoopBall. As you know, I am a Fantasy Pass member. Love sports betting. I got that down. I think I'm pretty good at fantasy sports. I think I'm really good at fantasy sports, but I do think that there's a lot of value with HoopBall. Love going on and seeing some of the articles you guys produce. Nothing like waking up in the morning and kind of seeing that waiver wire pickup article. Dan shares a lot of really cool information. Same thing with you. Love the Today in Sports podcast and just really, really glad to be back on the show. So I mean, I've been in the sports betting world for, I want to say maybe like 2 years, very seriously the past year. I was a beginner at one point, just like everybody else. Saw a lot of the mistakes that I was making, made a lot of adjustments and starting to do really well. Kind of started to get a little bit of a following on Twitter and Discord. So yeah, that's really the gist of it. Really, basketball, football, MLB, really my go-to. Really exciting time to be in sports betting. It's funny you said COVID. I think we were all going crazy when sports weren't around. I actually bet on a Madden game on Bovada, which is kind of, excuse me, my bookie AG, which is kind of funny. Let's get to it.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, and it's funny the levels of degeneracy that we all uncovered within our own thresholds whenever sports disappeared. I've been watching sports. So, like I said, my first memory for sports was, I mean, I was like four, and I recalled watching one of those giant two big screen TVs with like the plastic screen, and I think my first memory was Stuart Scott talking about Michael Jordan, just doing a game highlight for the Bulls or something. And that, I mean, from there on, not to mention me and ESPN share the same birthday, September 7th. I think it's just in my DNA. And when sports was ripped away from us, and I not to sound hyperbolistic or like just a drama queen, I literally felt like I lost a part of myself. I had no idea what to do. I literally sat on my couch for an hour or two at a time, just like staring at the paint. Like I just
Right.
had no idea what to do. And I was bartending at the time. So it was like that got shut down too. So I love bartending. I love sports. And then there goes my identity. So
Feel you, man.
nonetheless. Well, Mo, again, thank you again for coming on, bud. Did say many a times how I do enjoy talking with you. But I have used one of the systems that you kind of brought to my attention. I think it was day one of college basketball. And we're going to start with college ball here because we're both very passionate about college sports and hoops in general. So, you brought to my attention the first half under plays for, games with a high total. And I started rolling with a lot of those and really digging in and finding the key matchups in that. And that's just the sharpness that I think you bring. And, you know, especially with college ball. So I'm going to see if you've got an opinion on this first game of the day that I've got highlighted. It's a 4 o'clock tip. Tulsa, South Florida, opened as +1 for Tulsa. I got it as a pick, and it's moved through to -1 Tulsa. So it's moved through that zero number. Tulsa plays some great defense. They've played some tough teams early on. Wow, I just refreshed it and moved back down to a pick. That's what I love about this. We can be as prepared as we can and as what we want to do, and then all of a sudden it changes. But like I said, Tulsa's had some really good success early in the season. They've played some tough teams. If I recall, they recently beat Houston, which is a lot of people's Final Four dark horse. They beat Cincinnati by 4 points. They beat Houston by a point. They beat Memphis. They've beat some teams. What do you have a take on this game, or is this a pass game for you?
It's definitely a toss-up, pretty evenly matched teams. It's going to be some really slow teams here. But I really don't have too much of a take. You said you're picking Tulsa on this game?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I got okay. to pick them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, USF has got really good defense. You know, both teams really terrible at the free throw line. I'm just trying to figure out what takeaway I can make for this game. But it's definitely going to come down to the wire for sure.
I like the matchup of the bigs in this game. You know, both teams have some pretty skilled forwards, active hands, active feet. Like you said, both teams play pretty slow. Under might be a slight lean for me in this at 127. It's going to come down to offensive execution, who can get to their spots and make their shots. But nonetheless, I'm an Oklahoma boy, like I talked about, so I am a little biased to the Oklahoma schools. Tulsa did screw up the state of Oklahoma sweeping their bowl games this season, but you know, it is what it is. So moving on off of this Tulsa USF game, I wanted to, have you throw out the, game that you, are looking at. You know, it doesn't have to be your, you know, most confident one first. We can save the best for last, but what's a game that you're looking at today that you are pretty excited for, you have some confidence in?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna take the highlight of the day. I like this Michigan versus Minnesota game. Now I do want to let everybody know that I've been betting against Minnesota, but I think this is the when I'm gonna win it. Right now I'm on first half with Michigan -4. That's the line I caught it at. Right now I want to say that the line for it. It's moved up. Michigan opened up at -6. Now it's at -7.5. I think the biggest difference here is, you know, Minnesota gets a lot of opportunities at the free throw line. I think that's been a big difference for them to be able to win a lot of these ball games, and be 10-2. That's something that Michigan doesn't do. You know, Michigan doesn't foul a lot. I don't think they're going to give Minnesota that opportunity. I also like, Michigan's rebounding ability. I think they're going to out-rebound Minnesota on the offensive and defensive end. The second chances. I mean, Michigan eats up second chances. So I think that first, what I'm going to do, what I like to do, just to let everybody know, is I like to bet the first half. I'm a big live bettor. So what I like to do is I like to split one unit with betting on the first half, see how the game is going, and then double down on my pick. Obviously, I love the pick so much, I'm going to, you know, put my hard-earned money on it. Double down on my pick. Let's say, you know, I got Michigan -4 first half. Let's say Minnesota gets hot early and I can get Michigan money line or Michigan -4 for the entire game. So I'll double down. So I got one full unit on the game, one half a unit on the first half, half a unit on the full game. So that's really my technique per se. And the Michigan's defense, I mean, I think they're gonna give Minnesota a lot of problems. I would not be surprised if Michigan beats Minnesota by double digits.
You hit it on the head for me there. I looked at this game, and I just honestly wasn't sure. Like you said, Minnesota is a weird team. I've had, a rough go of it trying to figure out this Minnesota team. I've bet on some totals and lost in games that they were involved in. I bet against them. Like you said, you hit it on the head with the free throws. Not to mention Michigan's got Dickinson, freshman of the year, in my opinion, right now for the Big Ten. The kid just gets rebounds like it's nobody's business. Like, you know, Rodman reincarnated, and he's physical. They've got Franz Wagner in there, Mo's younger brother, obviously. And then Isaiah Livers, man, Isaiah Livers is really good. And then here's one player I'll throw out there that I really like. It's a transfer from Columbia, an Ivy League guy, Mike Smith. He's an upperclassman. Him and Isaiah Livers combined, it offers Michigan so much composure and an extension of the coaching staff and of Juwan Howard on the court. And those two guys, the execution between them and the way they get their offensive unit rolling, it's great. And then, you know, just want to throw it out there, the first half total is 71. And the system that, you know, we've kind of talked about, I think maybe that first half under might be in play. I'm going to have to dig into that a little more. But as of right now, I already locked in the Michigan -4 in the first half. Alakar, you, thank you so much. You talked me into that because I was trying to find an angle in this game because I think it's going to be a fun game. And I like this Michigan team this year. They look good. Want to throw out another one of your.
Just to stay on that Michigan-Minnesota game, give everybody a little more confidence. And, you know, Devin, I think you're definitely a lot more knowledgeable when it comes to the personnel on the court. You know, I'm more of a technical guy as far as I really like to dig into the numbers and see what's, you know, where I can find an edge. So Minnesota is number one in the country for free throw attempts per 100 trips. So they're number one in the country. That means they're getting the most amount of free throws. Michigan is number nine at on defense, fouling, and sending the opponent to the free throw line. Yes. So I think that's pretty big. You know, Michigan is not going to put themselves in that position. Another big factor that I really like, and it makes a really big difference here, is second chance points. You know, we're talking about the bigs for Michigan. You know, Michigan is number eight in the country for second chance conversion. Minnesota on defense is ranked 175th in allowing second chance points.
Yeah.
And then when you look at the matchup on defense, you know, Michigan's ranked sixth in the country in field goal percentage allowing. You know, they're mid-range game. They're fourth in the country. You know, potential quick points off of breakaway steals, third in the country. So I think that this, you know, Minnesota has had a good run, but I think this Michigan team is going to be a little bit too overwhelming. So
they're just so well-rounded, well-coached, well-rounded. Man, great, great points. I'm excited to see how that game unfolds. I think you've got something there. It's just all about that hustle for them on the second chance stuff. I'm going to kind of rapid fire and just, you know, shotgun, you know, pellet blast a couple of two, three, four, maybe of my picks. And if you want, stop me and then let me know, you know, kind of what you think on a game or if something, you know, rings a bell. All right. So I'm going to talk a little bit about Virginia Tech Louisville. I went ahead and took Virginia Tech +4 on the road. It's at +5 now, but it opened at +5. So it's kind of been sandwiching in between those movements. I don't think Louisville's for real at 7-1. Virginia Tech, Buzz Williams, you know they're going to play defense. Samford, Chattanooga, I know. It's the marquee matchup of the night. It's these amazing small schools. Chattanooga's defense is so good, so good. They have a lot of seniors on that team. I'm taking the under 154. It was at 155 at the opening bell. So some downward movement, but now it's shot back up to 156. So I'm a little concerned. Georgetown, Butler, leaning, looking at the over 142. Butler's
so let's go back to that Samford Chattanooga real quick. So that's kind of funny. Such a random game. I'm already on Samford first half plus 3.5. Mm-hmm. You know, I just think that, you know, the record doesn't tell the whole story. You know, Chattanooga's 9-2, Samford's 5-4. I just think that this game should be a pick 'em. I think 6 points is a lot. You know, Samford is a pretty balanced team. You know, looking at the numbers, these two teams are pretty balanced. There's really no major edge. You know, both teams can make it rain from the three. You know, there's not really much defense here. Samford is one of the fastest teams in the country, ranked 18th in pace. Chattanooga, one of the slower teams, 276th. And I think that's going to cause some problems in capping this game. I think it's going to be, you know, I think this game is going to come down to the wire. So I like Samford first half plus 3.5, and I'll live bet it. You know, the line is where's the line now? I mean, these small game lines move like crazy. So, we got the line. So the line is Chattanooga minus 6 is the consensus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, Chattanooga starts off with a little small lead. You know, I'm going to live bet Samford plus 10. But I'm already on Samford plus 3.5 first half. I just think this is going to be a very evenly matched game.
I can't agree with you more. As much as I do like Chattanooga and watching them, you know, it kind of is parallel with my underplay, you know, it being a close game. And then, you know, just to throw it out there, Samford only lost by 4 points to Georgia. They beat Belmont by double digits, and look at what Belmont's doing to teams right now. And then they also, beat VMI by 13 points. And VMI is one of the best small schools, in my opinion, this year. They offer the most, not the most, but I mean, VMI could very much so be in the tournament this year. Very much so. They look the part. They just got to handle their conference business, obviously, being a small school. But I'm with you on that. I think it is going to be a close game. Chattanooga, like you said, they play slow. I usually like supporting the team that's going to speed a team up versus slow a team down, because I think it's just a different adjustment, you know? And so I really like that take for you on there. So I'm probably going to have to go ahead and tail a couple of your first half picks today. You're talking me into all sorts of stuff. Again, real briefly, Georgetown Butler, just looking at the over, no defense played by both teams. They just got to hit their shots. I'm taking the 9.5 with Georgia against LSU. It opened at 10. It's at 8.5 now. I got my 9.5. George Mason, they've been covering a crap ton of games lately and playing phenomenal ball, especially on the offensive side. They're hosting VCU, getting 6.5 points. It's down to 5.5 now, so there's been some movement in my favor. That always makes me feel a little confident, sometimes fishy, but, you know, it is what it is. St. John's, Xavier, lots of returning experience for both teams, good coaching staff. St. John's, though, plus 7, that's a lot of points. Xavier's playing really good ball this year, but St. John's, they returned all 5 of their starters and their 6th man, as well as had a strong recruiting class and a couple of transfers come in. So the continuity is what gives me confidence in this. Not to mention the totals come down a little bit, so I think people are thinking it's going to be a closer game. St. John's, wouldn't shock me if they go ahead and get a road win against Xavier tonight, plus 7. All right, I'm going to pause there on my stuff. Let's hear another one from you, Mo. Let's dig into another pick that you got for us.
Yeah, so Nicole College versus Lamar.
That was my next game. I'm so glad you brought it. It was literally on my – okay, perfect. Go really? For it. Sorry, I got excited.
So I'm on the first half over 68. These are two fast-paced teams. I think it's going to be a mess. These are not, you know, good teams, but what these two teams do very well is be able to, get breakaway steals and breakaway points. So I think it's going to be a messy game. I think there's going to be a lot of quick points off of breakaway steals. You know, nothing to brag about as far as, you know, on offensive efficiency or even on the defensive efficiency. But, you know, they're Nicole is 59th in pace. Lamar is 36th in pace. So it's definitely going to be, you know, a high tempo game. So I can definitely see the first half, you know, going over 68. Real quick, just want to see, had it up. I just want to see what they did the last time here. Oh, and I lost it. Why don't you give me your take? I know you're on it, and I can get back on sure. that.
Yeah. So this, it's so funny. Like this is a, and honestly, this is why
we're going to be the only two guys watching.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Which is why I was so excited to have you on, because I know we just kind of think alike with a lot of this small school stuff. It's just really funny. Like what are the chances that you're going to get two handicappers, one host and one guest on a show, and then like they're just going to talk about Lamar and Nicholls State for 5 minutes? I mean, that's pretty awesome. I took the Lamar +7.5. A lot of the reasonings of which you spoke on gave me confidence in that, just because, like you said, they both play fast, they're both inefficient. And whenever I have two bad teams, quote unquote, playing against each other, it's easy for me to take the, you know, the dog, because it's going to be a rock fight. Like it's just going to be whoever cannot screw up the most. And, you know, 7.5 is a lot of points for a game like this, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I still think Nicole is obviously going to win. You know, it could definitely come down right around that 7 point, but I you know, I can't argue that 7.5 is solid. Going back to, I mean, the last time these two played, the halftime score was 38-37. Lamar was up. That was just in February 2020. And it's not like these, you know, these guys aren't have one duns. teams are pretty
similar. You
mean
similar. Lamar's not sending guys to the NBA?
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, teams aren't going to be too different from the previous years. So last year, 38-37 was the halftime score. That would have blown right over that first half number. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be a fun game to watch. It's going to be real sloppy. You know, going back to your +7.5, the only thing that scares me is that, you know, Nicholls takes a lot of shots. You know, they're 22nd in the country. So field goal attempts per 100 trips, they're 22nd, and Lamar is 27th in allowing the most amount of field goals. So it's going to be a good one. It'll be fun to watch if you even have that channel.
It's not even listing a channel on the media guide. So you might have to go to the Reddit college basketball streams subreddit. That's where I usually get my streams. Funny. I can't believe that we just talked about Lamar and Nicholls. I mean, I can, because I probably was going to anyways, but yeah, fun and sloppy, just like my normal Wednesday nights. So
yeah, could be a big under or a massive over.
We'll see. They could combine for like 40 points in the first half, but I don't think that's happening. I'm just going to throw this game out there. It's not anything on my card. That pretty much wrapped up my card as of right now, other than the Creighton -5 against Seton Hall. I need to dig into it a little more. I don't have really too many talking points on that game. Just something that stuck out to me whenever I was making my card yesterday. But the 4 o'clock ESPN Plus tip today, we have two 4 o'clock tip games. St. Joe's, or is Joseph's, St. Joe's, I can't remember. St. Joe's and St. Bonnie. It's a battle of the Saints. St. Bonnie's -13, over under 149.5. It's dropped from 154. A lot of line movement on the total. So that's given me reason to believe that the odds makers, the bettors, the human psychology alike, believe that, you know, this is going to be a closer game. So if I was going to lean on something and give some sort of blind analysis, +13 for St. Joe's. I mean, they're 0-7, so it's an obvious buy low spot. -110 on the +13. Not playing it. Not a huge, huge lean for me. But again, blind analysis for the 4 o'clock tip. If anyone's interested in that, maybe look at a live bet. If you can get like 15 to 17 on the live line for St. Joe's, I would entertain that. But you're the first half guy. So maybe like a St. Bonnie's first half cover.
I don't know. It's ugly. I mean,
it's an ugly one.
It's the pro, so St. Joe's, they've got, you know, their Ryan Daly is, I mean, he's the scorer on their team. He's pretty sure he's going to be out. And I can't believe, you know, this team has a key player, right? An 0-17 has a key player. But, St. Joe's is allowing 89 points per game. Wouldn't be surprised if St. Bonnie dropped 100 on them. They've had a Tennessee dropped 100 in terms of Tennessee, but still. It's just ugly. I mean, I don't know if there's a number that I would comfortably back St. Joe's. So it's without. I mean, if Daly was playing in the game, they could potentially stay competitive. Yeah, man, 13 points is a lot. I mean, you're right. Actually, you know, 13 points is a lot. But that's St. Bonnie isn't anything too overpowering, but. Yeah, St. Joe's is bad.
They are. They're pretty terrible. Just to throw it out there, team total for St. Bonnie's 81.5.
Okay.
I could see him getting to like 83, 84 if they execute. Ultimately, it sounds like a pretty decent stay away spot for both of us. 4:30. And this is Eastern time, y'all. Sorry, y'all's time zones don't matter. Me and Mo are over here on the Eastern seaboard, so get with the program. Pittsburgh, Syracuse, pretty interesting line here. Pittsburgh's a 5-2 team going up against a Syracuse team that I've backed them in a couple spots this year and they haven't covered. 11-point spread right now. And the fact of the matter is it's a double digit spread and the totals come down a couple points. Again, I look at the way the total's being played to kind of see and gauge what it's going to do to the spread. And it's gone from +9 to +11. So what I'm seeing is people think that it's probably going to be more in favor to Syracuse scoring more points and Pittsburgh scoring less and covering this 11-point spread. But I just don't see it. Like, you know, I even beyond this year, Syracuse, I just don't really recall or see them covering big spreads that often. They just seem to have issues with it, and I don't know what it is, if it's a Boeheim thing, if he likes Vegas too or something, but he just doesn't cover the big spreads. And Pittsburgh +11, to me, I think there's a little bit of value in it. Not an official play, like I said, we're just kind of throwing some games out there for hopefully the listeners to maybe make their own analysis and find some conviction and value in these lines. But yeah, you know, I just, it's a 4:30 tip, so not a lot of basketball going on at that time. I think a lot of people are going to be watching this game, so I figured I'd talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you need action.
Yeah, scratch the itch.
There you go. But, yeah, I mean, it's you're right. I mean, I like the points. Both teams are good on the defensive end. Not much on the offensive side. So, I like the under, kind of surprised at 140. I think I would rather put this game around like 135. That's all really. I mean, both teams are, you know, Pittsburgh's allowing 64 points per game. Syracuse is allowing 67 points per game. Now, obviously, Syracuse is scoring 83 points per game, but the numbers are just, you know, they don't really show it. I mean, 50. They're ranked 55 in offensive efficiency, which is not bad at all. Syracuse's free throw percentage is definitely an edge. Nothing to brag about from the 3-point line, but yeah. I mean, I like the under on this game if I had to play it.
And just one last thing on it, and we'll move on. Obviously, it's not a huge game for us, but Pittsburgh's defense is, you know, like they were the. That's the reason why I was comfortable with like maybe like a lean on this. this one here. And Pittsburgh beat Northwestern. You know, they beat them by a point. They beat Miami by 15. So they've played some teams. They've beat some teams. I believe that's a lot of points, and I don't think Syracuse is going to cover.
Yeah, no, I completely agree for sure. Just going off the defensive numbers real quick. You know, Pittsburgh's allowing 29% 3-point percentage, field goal percentage 39%. Same thing with Syracuse. Syracuse only allowing 29% from the 3-point line, 38% field goal percentage. Both teams do really well with second chance points. Syracuse is ranked 22nd in the country on defense, not allowing second chance points, and Pittsburgh is 31st in the country in not allowing second chance points. So I'm liking the under more and more and more, but definitely would rather take the points in this game. It should be a little bit more of an even matchup.
Yeah, you got to stop talking me in this stuff, because like you said, that 135 area is where you were looking. I put a number of 131 on it for myself. With the defense, the inefficient offenses, and lack of second chance opportunities, I think we might be on to something here, bud. A really awesome A-10 matchup, and I'm just speaking on this as a basketball fan. I'm not really looking to handicap it too much. I would, you know, if you have an opinion on it, sure, hit it out of the park for us, bud. But Rhode Island and Richmond. This is going to be a really fun matchup. It opened at +6. It's down to +4.5. Rhode Island, the road dog. 145 is the total. Richmond, I love this team. We were on the opposite sides of a Richmond game a couple weeks ago, I think it was.
And yeah, I had Davidson. They were winning the entire game until when it counts.
I almost congratulated you like 10 minutes in. And I was like, no, just hold on. Like, there's a reason you like this team. I mean, the whole squad is seniors. You know, they're just so balanced. Again, college basketball fan here. 6 o'clock tip on CBS Sports Network. This is a game that I'm probably going to have on my TV while I shift between streams on my laptop. I love the A-10. It's a fun conference. And like I said, I want to get more data on this Richmond team. I want to take them in more because I'm just a fan of how they play. They're just kind of, they embody how I think I would play if I was skilled enough to be out there dribbling the ball and shooting it. I love the coaching. And like I said, just pure basketball fan game right here. Didn't know if you had a thought on it.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty large black bags.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I mean, I personally, I don't have an edge on this game. I mean, some of the numbers are just crazy. Richmond shooting 50% field goal percentage.
That's crazy. That's got to regress at some point, and it could start tonight.
It's definitely a good matchup for sure. But as far as picking a side on this game, I'm gonna leave that up to you. You've been following Richmond pretty consistently here.
Yeah, you know, like you said, that high shooting clip makes me a little weary just because they come out and shoot like 39%, 42% tonight. You know, they're obviously going to be putting up less points than what they have been, so therefore they wouldn't cover. But like I said, pure basketball standpoint here, I think it's going to be a fun game. Not fun to handicap, so sorry, listeners, we're punting. Throw one or two out for us, bud. What you got? You got another pick out there? We got some really, really great games left on the slate. I just don't want to steal any of your thunder.
Yeah, no, I not all my picks are in just yet, but one I am on is BC Duke first half under. Doesn't really matter to me if Jalen Johnson plays or not. He's been out for about 3-4 weeks. He's obviously a key player for Duke. Word is he might come back, but I don't really think it's going to make too much of a difference here. I think Duke's defense is going to be the difference here. I think they're going to be able to slow down, BC. Both teams are pretty terrible from the free throw line. Duke shooting 68%. BC shooting 69%. I mean, if there's anything that's going to kill your first half under, it's going to be free throws. Okay. That last 2 minute of the first half, and both teams are in the bonus. Both teams actually don't really foul much either. BC is 45th in the country in allowing free throw attempts. Duke is 65th in the country. So not too bad. I think 71 is a lot for the first half. Real quick, just want to see what they did last year here. Obviously, I know Coach K won't be there for the game since he's on COVID protocol. Mm-hmm. But let's see.
And they haven't played in like, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah. So last time they played, first half, was 21-24.
Whew.
So I think this line is at 71, mainly because of BC's offense. Their efficiency is 48th in the country. Field goal percentage is 31st in the country. That's incorrect. It's 45th, 45%, 71st in the country. So BC's offense is capable, but I just think Duke's going to shut them down.
Man, you got to get out of my head, because this was actually another game I was going to see if you had like a thought on, just because I thought it was a little weird with the Coach K thing, them not playing games. I do like this BC school. They returned a good amount of production as far as ATS goes. They've been faltering a little lately, but, you know, they have covered in a good amount of their spots, and they've covered some tough spots also. Just want to throw Arkansas, Tennessee out at you. 9-1 Arkansas, 7-1 Tennessee. Arkansas's getting 8.5 points. I think that's because the perception is that they just lost to Missouri. Now, Missouri's a good school or a good team. I don't know about their institution. I didn't go to college for more than a semester. So the fact of the matter is Arkansas's on the road playing Tennessee. Tennessee's a great team. They look like one of the best teams in the country. But Arkansas, they're such a good defensive team. They have a great coach out there, Nate Musselman. 8.5 points. I just, and it's come up from the 7 mark. So I'm trying to decide what to think of that. I can't see Tennessee winning by double digits, but that's just a hunch. Something's weird about this line, in my opinion.
It's a lot of points for sure. The X factor here is Justin Smith for Arkansas is going to be out. That's Good a key
point.
Player.
Good point.
For Arkansas. So probably a big reason why the line is moving in Tennessee's favor. I know Jaden Springer from Tennessee is questionable, probable. So so that was just announced.
Upgraded.
Yeah. So he's, that was actually yesterday. So he's probable. So I think that's going to be the difference maker here. Obviously without Arkansas's key player, it's not the same team. It's tough to really rate Arkansas here without their key player. And you've got Tennessee at 100%. I mean, Tennessee is just solid across the board.
The Fulkerson kid for Tennessee, that stretch forward, he's really talented. Just to piggyback on the Smith news, that Missouri Arkansas game, I was watching it real closely because, I gave it out. It was like a 3-unit play on the wager pass. And I got to see the true freshman that filled in for Smith. I think his last is Daniels, if I remember right. High recruit, very capable. And I think he's going to be the X factor tonight. So look out for that freshman guard that's going to be starting for Arkansas in place of Smith. You want to throw one more college game out before we transition over to NBA, or you kind of tapped on your side? What do you think?
One more that I've already locked in. I mean, if it's already in, I'm pretty confident in it. That's going to be it's a late night 10 p.m. action, so you West Coast guys can definitely enjoy that one. But I'm going New Mexico first half under. I got it at 65.5. About an hour ago. I'm not sure what the line is now. Quite frankly, I would be surprised if New Mexico scores 20 points in the first half.
They're atrocious.
And Utah State is really good on the defensive end. New Mexico, they've got nothing to brag about. They really don't. Utah State's got them dominated in every category on the defensive end. Another good thing is, Utah State is the better team. They're going to control this game and they're a slow team. They're ranked 270th in pace. I just think that New Mexico is going to be shooting bricks and Utah State's just going to be playing slow ball and, should stay under 65.5, should be prepared with happening.
I'm seeing 64 and a half out there, so it looks like you got the better side of that movement for the first half.
There you go.
So
that's always
a half
good
point's
news.
A half point. Like it can make a huge difference.
Yeah. So just a word of warning. The first half under system wins by a margin of 1.14 point.
Gosh, so that is slim.
So it's a lot of sweating, I'll tell you that.
Give us some credit, guys. Give Mo a lot of credit.
If you're gonna sit there and watch your first half unders, you are going to be sweating bricks. It's not for the faint-hearted.
Every shot is just like oh
yeah, yeah, seriously.
Since you got me on the first half train, I've got a lot of gray hairs coming in here now. Like I think I have like a whole just patch. You can't see it because I got a lot of hair. But like I got like this whole like streak of just freaking gray as a 28-year-old. I like it. I embrace it. Get my Mr. Fantastic on.
And just one last thing on that New Mexico game. Both teams shooting are just god awful from the free throw line. New Mexico shoots 68%. Utah State, who I think is going to be controlling this game, shoots 66%. Utah State also 25th in the country in sending opponents to the free throw line, they're not going to be fouling New Mexico to the point just because they're the better free throw shooting team. But overall, I just think this is a good first half under. I'm gonna live bet the, you know, if this game starts fast, you know, the line right now is at 137.5. This game starts early, it starts fast. For whatever reason, Utah State just comes out 10-0 in the first 2 minutes. I can probably catch a live bet under 148. And, you know, I feel like that's a stone cold lock.
Yeah. So. And the under has, like you said, the under's been creeping a little bit, creeping down. So very, very good call on your part. Well, Mo, let's transfer over to the NBA. Excuse me. But before I do, let me talk about mybookie.ag, other show sponsor today. And I don't want you to hear other and things like the stepchild or whatever. We love all of our sponsors, but I just, you know, put them in the middle of the show because it's a good transition point. Mybookie.ag, go over there, use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. You're going to get 100% initial deposit match all the way up to $1,000. They've got phenomenal customer service, diversity as far as what you can bet on. Like you said, we were betting on Madden. I've talked about my Croatian table tennis days and my Czechoslovakian table tennis. So I was live betting that like crazy on my bookie when sports was taken away from us. And, you know, it's just that speaks volumes on them. Even when there were no sports, they were helping us scratch that itch. Good customer service. I talk about GMAL, Uncle Brandon, my dad, my little brother all the time and how I got them set up with accounts. There's literally something for everyone on mybookie.ag. If you even want to just go play some slots, some blackjack. I was messing around with roulette the other night. Never played roulette in real life, but I figured, hey, you know, let's throw some on black or even or whatever. So I did. It was fun. Won a few bucks. You know, it is what it is. Mybookie.ag, bet, win, get paid. Use promo code HOOPBALL to go ahead and get that deposit bonus for yourself or a family member. Maybe you didn't get them a Christmas gift. So gift them with some free betting money. All right. NBA time. We got a pretty extensive card. Lots of stuff to look at. See, I think it's a 10-game slate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I was off by one. Sorry, guys. First and foremost, I'm just going to throw this one out, and we can move real quickly from it. Looks like, I mean, the line has moved opposite of my favor. And after seeing Utah play last night, I understand why, because this is a bounce-back spot for them. Utah -7.5 on the road. It opened at 6.5. I went ahead and took New York Knicks +6 because, well, they've been covering and they actually look good. They're playing defense. They're closing out on shots. They're getting second chance points. Julius Randle, he's pretty much averaging a triple double. And, you know, Coach Tibbs, man, Tom Thibodeau. Yeah, I think he's got him going the right direction. The over, and then I'm sorry, the total's gone down from 215 to 213.5. So it looks like less points are looking to be scored. I think there's going to be a fun battle in the inside with Mitch Robb and Rudy Gobert, coupled with, like I said, Mr. Randall. RJ Barrett's starting to play a lot better. And yeah, Knicks +6 for me.
Yeah, this Knicks team is sneaky good. And yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty sure the Jazz played terribly last night because they're just absolutely exhausted. You know, looking at their back-to-back. Brutal. It's second game of a back-to-back. They've also been on the road.
That was my bad, but I meant to mute myself.
What was the last thing I said?
The back-to-backs, the Jazz. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So, no worries. The Jazz are on second. They're on the second game of a back-to-back, which is big. Also been on the road. Looks like they were away playing Brooklyn, away playing San Antonio, and now they're in. They're still in Brooklyn. Obviously, they're playing the Knicks in New York. I think that the numbers do point towards the Knicks covering this game. And quite frankly, I wouldn't be surprised if the Knicks win the game. I got Alfred Payton and Mitchell Robinson on my fantasy squads. And Alfred Payton's been, you know, he's been doing well. He's been playing really well. I want to say if somebody's coming back.
Nerlens Noel might be coming back.
Not coming back. I'm sorry. Reggie Bullock might be out.
Oh.
He is questionable. I know Alec Burks is out. But Reggie Bullock is out. I still can't decide if that's a good thing or a bad thing for the Knicks. I do like Emmanuel Quickly getting more burn. I mean, you know, last thing you want is Reggie Bullock out there going 1 for 6 from the 3-point line. But yeah, I mean, I like it. I'm not on it yet, but I definitely like it.
Well, I like it too. I have a projection of like +5.9. So it's like right at that 6 number. Like you said, Emmanuel Quickly, I think that's actually a good upgrade. He plays better defense than Bullock does. And then he, you know, plays a little more closer to the basket. So maybe he'll get some more fouls drawn, help the Knicks get into the bonus quicker.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's see, make sure I keep going in order here. That was a 7:30 game. I totally skipped over the 7 o'clock game. Sorry, guys. All right, so 7 o'clock, Houston, Indiana. You have any opinion on this one? I don't.
You know, this is one of those games where, you gotta go Houston +2 here. I think Harden is I think he's gonna mesh a little bit better with John Wall. I know he's active. He did have that ankle issue that he was dealing with. I think the wrong team is favored this game. I know the Pacers have been kind of going lights out lately, but I think Houston covers and wins this game.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. I need a big game from Harden being my number one pick this year in my league of record money league. So I'm looking forward to that. I think, you know, we're seeing this Indiana team. They're starting to realize that losing TJ Warren was kind of, you know, crucial to their rotations and whatnot. We're looking and seeing that their depth pieces and their situational guys aren't meant to get the amount of burn that they're getting. Another game that interested me, kind of stuck out to me, was that Washington line started at +8. It's at +6.5 on the road at Philly, 6-1 Philly. I think they're due for a loss. I think Washington can maybe win this game. I'm crazy, but you know, that's my general thought on it. I might do like a little half unit sprinkle in Washington. I don't know. Just a feeling, just a hunch again. Like I said, I've got a few of them.
So that's, you know, this Wizards Sixers game is a game to keep an eye on. Joel Embiid should sit tonight or tomorrow night. They're, you know, Philly's, they've got a back-to-back coming up. I would not be surprised if there's going to be a late sit on Joel Embiid. Obviously, I would take the Wizards +6.5. Embiid is a big part of that Sixers offense, overall +30 net rating with Embiid on the court compared to off the court. So if Embiid's not playing, I'm hammering Sixers +6.5. Wizards. I'll take Wizards all the way to +5.
Yeah. I think that's a good spot. Another toss out, maybe play the under in this one. 233 is a lot of points. With the inefficiencies that we've seen from time to time with Philly and with Washington, and then Embiid, definitely, if he gets rolled out, this is going to drop. So might as well, you know, if you like it, take your shake on the under 233, because it's going to go to like 227 without Embiid, would be my guess. 228 maybe. It's a lot of movement. Maybe not.
Yeah, and just a little pointer. You know, a lot of times you're trying to figure out if a guy's going to be playing or not. If you just all of a sudden notice that the line just moved from 6 to 5 and it hasn't been announced yet, there's a good chance sharp bettors out there betting big money who have connections found out that Embiid is sitting, and that's why the line just moved from 6 to 5 in the Wizards' favor. So a lot of times you can, you know, I'm sitting here waiting to hear about Embiid, and I see the Wizards just went from +6 to +5. Some heavy money going on the Wizards. Usually that's a clue that Embiid's going to sit.
You know, you can follow all the beat reporters you want on Twitter. You can try to get all the information. You can Google this, Google that. But sometimes the pudding is the numbers, and the proof is going to be right in there. And if you just look at the line, that's going to tell you what you need to know. Like you said, those big bettors with the connections, the Vegas groups, the New Jersey guys, the people in the desert. That's just the way it goes sometimes. All right. Cleveland, Orlando, no true opinion whatsoever on this one for me. Cleveland, they're going to be down, I believe, Garland or Sex. I can't remember if it was Garland or Sexton, but one of the guys was highly questionable to play. So
yeah, Garland's going to be out
tonight. Garland is out. Okay, cool. Yeah. So like I said, complete punt game for me. You can talk about it if you want, but I'm not too interested in it.
Yeah. I mean, I can't disagree. I think Evan Fournier is questionable.
Right.
For this game. I mean, the total is 213. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of low, but I mean, if Evan Fournier is out, you don't really know. It's just so difficult to really cap this game. Obviously, you've got two teams with key players out. You probably want to take the points. If I had to make a bet, I'd probably take Cleveland plus six. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's don't want to lay 6 points with Orlando without Evan Fournier on the court. So
something funny. We were just talking about Garland and if he's going to be out. I got a Discord message for the DFS sector. And a great listener of the show, Adam, I'm sorry, bud. I'll get your Twitter handle in here, but it's like his initials. It's Adam KCK or something like that. But it just popped up as we were saying that, said Garland out. So that another testament to the Discord, you know, everyone in there provides information. Let's move on to the next 7:30 game, Boston, Miami, probably the game of the night for a lot of people, plus 3.5 for Boston. I like the Boston side. I'm just going to keep it simple. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, they're both playing unreal right now. And I think if Marcus Smart is out, that's a good thing because Peyton Pritchard, being a rookie and all, I think he offers a lot of quickness, a lot of cutting, a lot of ways to open the offense up for the Celtics. And I think he could be a heat buster and maybe, you know, diminish some of their defensive prowess. So real briefly on that, that's where I'm at. Boston, I locked in plus 2.5. It's moved the opposite way of what I had. So of course I have a little concern, but I think we're seeing Miami have that finals hangover. And I think there are some spots to attack them early in the season. And right here, I think Boston wins this game outright.
Yeah. This is a tough one to cap. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Boston wins outright for sure. You know, if I had to lean, I'd probably lean Miami just because of the home court advantage. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just going to take the traveling from Boston to Miami and, you know, being at home for Miami. I know Boston just came from, I mean, they just had a back-to-back. They were just in Detroit. Then they went to Toronto. Now they're going to Miami. So those miles do add up. You know, Miami is at home. So their last game was also at home. So I would imagine they're, you know, Jimmy Butler is a little beat up. He's not the healthiest guy in the world, but I think they're well rested. And I think that's going to be enough for Miami to cover and win the game. But no doubt about it, Boston could definitely win this game for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's good to be on the opposite side sometimes. It offers a lot of perspective. I'm just going to run through a couple other games real briskly here real quick. Just to get through some of the other NBA stuff. And then, like I said, kind of like with the NCAA stuff, just, you know, stop me, pause me, let me know what you think, interject. Charlotte, Atlanta, this is going to be a fun game. DFS opportunities here. Excuse me. I've got Hayward and Rozier on a team. Atlanta, obviously, with a lot of exciting talent. I took the plus six for Charlotte. Over-under is 232, so lots of points are expected. So, like I said, real briefly, plus six for me on Charlotte. Detroit-Milwaukee, complete punt game as far as the side goes. I like the under. I locked in under 226 and a half. It's at 225 and a half now. It opened at 227. So I feel pretty good about being there in that spot. And Oklahoma City, New Orleans, plus eight for me with the Thunder. New Orleans, inconsistent, young. They can get in foul trouble early. They don't really play a lot of disciplined defense. They play good defense, but just not disciplined. And I think this Oklahoma City team actually matches up really well with New Orleans, other than Zion Williams just being a freak down in the low post. Any thought on those three games that I rapidly shot at you?
I actually like the Hawks first half, not the full game, just sure. The first half. And then, potentially catching the Hawks money line if Charlotte starts off early. Seeing Charlotte, they're trying to figure themselves out. They're just not very consistent. And I think, with the Hawks last loss, I think that should be a little bit of a different game. That New Orleans OKC game, I'm probably going to play the under that game. OKC is the worst offense in the league. They really have no way to score outside of SGA. They're dead last in 3-point percentage. Pelicans, believe it or not, are 28th in pace. They're fifth in defensive rating. I think the under this game, I might play the first half under live bet. The other under, I wouldn't be surprised if Thunder don't even score over 100 points. Mm. That offense is just, it's brutal.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on that. I actually was looking at the under in this game, decided to take the points because if it's going to go under, I think it's going to be closer. Need some positive regression from the Thunder. All right, now I'm just going to rapid fire the last three. Looks like little baby stirring here. I told you we would pause if that happened, but we're at the home stretch. So I'm going to go ahead and just finish the job here. Toronto, Phoenix, plus three Toronto on the road. And again, the last three games for me, I have no side or play on them. I haven't really dug in too much. So looking for some insight from you, if you've got it. That's a weird number for me. It's a key number. Phoenix is playing great. Devin Booker could light it up at any moment. He's been quiet to start the year. And then the Clippers and the Warriors. Clippers are only 1.5-point favorites against Golden State. Again, fishy, really weird. Chicago, Sacramento, plus seven for the Bulls. Man, oh man, the Bulls, they made a lot of hoop ballers money last night. Lots of exposure for us, but in back-to-back performances, not too sure about it. Going to go ahead and leave all these last three games off of my card. Good matchups. I'll be watching that Toronto-Phoenix game because I want to get more data on them. And, Clippers, Warriors on ESPN, 10 o'clock tonight. There's not going to be much else on. So as a basketball fan, I got to get some of it. And I'll probably have some DFS exposure to it. But like I said, yeah. The last three games, I'm not – it's jumbled spaghetti for me. So
that's so funny, man. I actually like some of these last three games. we'll start with Phoenix. Just word of caution. The NBA is just crazy right now. I'm not putting in any bets until I know who's playing. I mean, some of these guys are just randomly sitting. It's just, so I'm going to wait a little bit, but specifically the Clippers game, but I'll get to that in a second. I like Phoenix minus 2.5. The Raptors are just an absolute mess. I mean, it's so hard to talk about them this way, but they're a disaster. Siakam is a mess. Just based off of that, of him being benched for disciplinary issues, I would imagine there's some internal locker room issues. Bane's been a disaster. The bench is just terrible. I think Phoenix is just set up better to be able to win this game. It's in Phoenix. So I'm going to play, making sure that there's, no questionable benches. I'm definitely going to play Phoenix minus 2.5 tonight. next game that we can jump over to.
You said you liked the Clippers and the Warriors game, or a take
yeah,
on
yeah.
That?
So let's talk about the Kings and Bulls. So, okay. I like the Kings here. I'm gonna probably bet the first half. Right now, the Kings are minus seven. Kind of a brutal spot for the Bulls. Second leg of a road back to back, and their third game in four nights. I'm going to wait to see if Halliburton plays for the Kings. I think if he's ruled out, line might move in the favor of the Bulls. Maybe I can catch it at like minus five for the full game, but I'm definitely going to bet the first half. Let's see what that line is at right now. First half.
Well, yeah, and the so Bulls start slow. You know, they were down 20 to the Blazers in the first half yesterday.
Yeah, the Bulls are one of the worst teams in the league. So I'll probably catch a Bull, the Kings first half minus 3.5. And then live bet the Kings, if the Bulls, for whatever reason, start off early, but I just think the Bulls are just in a brutal spot here. Good spot for the Kings. Going over to the Clippers and Golden State. I would not be surprised if Paul George and Kawhi Leonard sit tonight.
I actually just – the Discord thing again. Discord server going crazy. Apparently the buzz is Kawhi is probably going to be out.
Yeah. So Paul George sat last night. And a great example. I had Clippers first half minus five last night. And Paul George sat randomly out of the blue. And, I feel like I do a good job researching. I marked that as a loss before the game even started.
Yeah.
Went to bed, didn't even bother trying to hedge it. I think the line is where it's at. Because let's be honest, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are playing in this game. The line is going to be minus eight, minus seven. I think the line's at plus 1.5 right now because, mm-hmm. The Warriors haven't been anything too exciting. The Clippers on a second game back-to-back. Yeah, Warriors plus 1.5. I wouldn't be surprised Warriors win this game for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Not a bad money line spot for the Warriors getting a shorthanded Clippers team. Don't know if there's enough value on it for me, being a little gun shy as I am. But, some great, great value for the NBA tonight. Obviously on the NCAA side as well. A real great night of hoops tonight. It's full. It's abundant. It's going to be awesome. Well, again, folks, this gentleman here that was gracious enough to jump on was Mo Dell. Make sure to check him out on Twitter at MOEDELLL. And make sure to check out his Discord server too. The guy, Mo, you put out some really great analysis and you talk about teams like Lamar and Nickel State. So,
Epic that we actually both had that on our card.
I know. That's just so great. That's how it goes, though. Great minds think alike, but sometimes they mirror each other to give it a little backwards compatibility, if you will. So, well, Mo, like I said, I couldn't have been more excited about this show. I've been looking forward to it since we put it on the books. I enjoy our conversation. Like I said, I had no doubts that we would, have some great ramblings and some discussion. We weren't on the same side on everything, and that's great for the listeners because it gives a lot of perspectives. So I'm going to go ahead and let you give one last little plug here. Let the folks know about your Discord server and, just kind of what maybe they could expect from you here in the next couple months.
Yeah, sure. I appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me on the show. Gave out my Twitter handle. I do have a Discord channel. Just a good spot to talk sports betting. I do post all of my plays on there, including my live bets. I'm pretty active in there. If you are bored and want to talk sports or maybe get some free picks, definitely come join us. Always a pleasure being on the show. Looking forward to the next opportunity. Thanks for having me on, man.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to make this a monthly or a bi-weekly thing or something. I think you're going to be a great piece to a great mind to, you know, tap into, not only for the listeners, but for me. Like, I love bouncing stuff off of you. I've found that within our discussion that, you know, again, I think I've said it probably this is the ninth time, but I just enjoy it. I do. And I need to get in on that Discord. I need to get in there with you. I need to get some extra conversation going. So
come on down.
Well, listeners, you know I'm Devin Ellington, but if you don't, that's me again, at DALE007 on Twitter and at Hootball Gaming on Twitter as well. Don't forget to go to hoop-ball.com, sign up for some premium content. It's modestly priced. You're going to get your money back. You're going to probably win three times your money the first couple bets or DFS lineups you put in together. And you're also going to have some great, great content, great, great guests. Great, great, just conversation, not only with our pros, but the community, the family that we're growing here, and it's growing fast, but we'd love to have you. So make sure to use those promo codes, manscaped.com over at mybookie.ag, the two show sponsors. Once again, make sure to leave those 5-star reviews for us. If you leave a 1-star review, at least do it constructively. Give us some criticisms, even in the 5-star reviews. Let us know what we can do. I'm here to get better each and every day and learn how to better my community and grow with you guys also. So let us know what we can do. DM us. Shout out to Mo. Let him get some of y'all's questions and thoughts as well. He's a great mind to pick. So Mo, again, thanks, bud. And I'm looking forward to the next one already. We need to go ahead and just get it on the books.
Sounds good. I'm ready.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as always, listeners, I am sending you all of my good vibes, all of my good energies. Let's win some money tonight. And we'll see you on the next one. Take care.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.